Use up all your time. Okay, now we'll go to Miss Ashley Jensen. Miss Jensen? Oh, sorry. Okay, do you have a PowerPoint? Nope. Okay, then I will start your 5 minutes. Thank you.
Wonderful. Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to address you today. My name is Ashley Jensen. I'm an advocacy coordinator with the Canadian Cancer Society for Calgary and area. I'm here to present on behalf of Gideon Foreman, the executive director of the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment. CAPE provides a national voice for physicians and other health professionals on issues of health and the environment. The protection of children from harmful toxins in the environment is CAPE's top priority. As such, CAPE is extremely concerned about the non-essential use of pesticides and has supported the development of bans in jurisdictions across the country. There are a number of compelling reasons for the City of Edmonton to take action and draft a bylaw banning cosmetic or non-essential pesticide use. I'll briefly touch on a few of these today. First, and most importantly, pesticides pose a threat to human health, particularly for children. In 2004, the Ontario College of Family Physicians, which represents over 9,000 doctors, released a systematic literature review of pesticides and human health. This is the most comprehensive study of its kind in Canada. The review concluded that pesticide exposure is linked to brain cancer, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, and pancreatic cancer. Pesticide exposure is also associated with adverse reproductive effects, including birth defects and even death of the fetus. And that children exposed to pesticides, especially insecticides and herbicides used on lawns, fruit trees, and gardens, have an increased risk of leukemia. Ultimately, the physicians and epidemiologists involved in the review concluded that many of the health problems linked with pesticide use are serious and difficult to treat. So we are recommending and advocating reducing exposure to pesticides and prevention of harm as the best approach. Again, Ontario College of Family Physicians. Secondly, non-essential pesticide bans are supported by leading health organizations across the country. This includes, as we've heard today, the Canadian Cancer Society, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada, the Canadian Pediatric Society, section on, environmental health, the Lung Association, Young Adult Cancer Canada, Parkinson's Society of Canada, the Ontario College of Family Physicians, and the Newfoundland and Labrador Medical Association. Third, non-essential pesticide bans don't harm lawn care businesses and actually may promote the development of better and more sustainable alternatives. Following the Toronto ban, the number of lawn care and landscaping businesses grew each year, and in Halifax, the number of companies increased by 53% in the 5 years following the enactment of the ban. The organic lawn care industry is booming in the East. TurfLogic doubled its business in 2009, and Environmental Factor grew its business tenfold in 8 years. Even the traditional lawn care company is embracing Ontario's ban. Companies like Weedman have completely switched to organic products, and one representative from the company has noted that the ban has been really no issue at all. Fourth, non-essential pesticide bans are effective. We have evidence that pesticide bans function as they are intended. Namely, the bans reduce exposure to pesticides. The Ontario Ministry of the Environment has sampled urban streams before and after the provincial ban went into effect. After the ban, three common lawn pesticides in the streams dropped dramatically. This is 2,4-D, which dropped by 86%, dicamba by 82%, and MCPP by 78%. A brief summary of this report has been distributed to council. Finally, the public supports banning non-essential pesticide use. An Oracle poll found that 79% of Edmontonians support pesticide ban in parks. In the same poll, 75% of Edmonton's residents supported a non-essential ban on private residential property, and 71% of Edmontonians said that lawn pesticides threaten the environment. Many Canadian provinces, as you've heard, have already have bans, and this number is continuing to grow. Finally, these bylaws have often served as a catalyst for stronger consolidated provincial legislation. The City of Edmonton could choose to become a leader in this area. Don't children in Edmonton deserve the same protection as other Canadian kids? CAPE urges the City of Edmonton to draft a strong bylaw protecting Edmontonians and the environment from non-essential pesticide use based solely on public health. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Jensen.